The Eastern Regional Minister, Victor Smith, has bemoaned the high rate of illegal mining known as Galamse in some parts of the region. These activities, he said, are not only destroying lands but also water bodies which serve as a source of drinking water to many communities around such areas. Mr. Smith was addressing heads of departments, assembly members and chiefs at the Tiwa district after he had inspected some ongoing projects in the area. Here's a report from correspondent Stephen Amponsa-Mensa.
The regional minister, accompanied by the regional police commander of MTTU, Chief Superintendent James Safo-Pepra, heads of department and some party executives, was to inspect some government-funded projects in the districts. Mr. Smith said the activities of illegal mining operators have moved from the former usage of pickaxe and shovel by the indigenous to foreign nationals who use sophisticated machines which tend to destroy lands and water bodies. This, he said, also violates the laws of the country. Mr. Smith asked the operators to acquire license and also go according to the rules and regulations governing their operation. They should also cover their dugouts after their activities to prevent the dangers they pose to us. The regional minister admonished public servants to shun partisan politics when discharging their duties to help achieve the Better Ghana agenda. He asked them to be selfless and dedicate themselves to the nation building since it is everybody's business. He also challenged them to work hard despite all the challenges confronting them. Mr. Smith inaugurated a chief's compound for the people of Akadawaso and also cut the sod for the construction of a taxi rank at Eyinem. The 81 district chief executive Emmanuel Atachum said the district has benefited from interventions like the Ghana Social Opportunities Project, Social Investment Fund and Local Service Delivery Governance Program to improve upon the educational standard in the district. Mr. Atachum said the assembly has instituted a scholarship scheme for pupils who excel in the BECE and also supports brilliant but needy children. They have also constructed a medical block, 2-unit flat for medical assistance and also rehabilitated a maternity ward to improve health services delivery. Mr. Chum advised the media to be circumspect in their reportage while the country draws closer to the December elections.
Stephen Amponsa-Mensa's report.